Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. Today is episode 120, Saturday Scrawl, Cultural Idea, The Dead Are Put to Work. I have an area in my campaign world that has yet to be visited by player characters, so I haven't worked out all the details of exactly what's out there. One area has several high plateaus. Think of mesas, but not desert, at least not at the top. They're isolated and self-contained places for those who live atop those islands in the sky. Islands is an apt metaphor because islands, isolated valleys, or deep caverns could also be a locale that would fit this cultural idea. Not all plateaus will be large and spacious, and fertile land for crops will be at a premium. And even fuel for large fires, such as for cremation, is also limited. How would that culture dispose of the dead if not by burial? If they can't burn it via cremation, and what if the rock is really tough and takes a lot of effort that one doesn't want to waste all that effort on the dead? It could be either a dwindling group in need of workers or an overcrowded living space where everyone must do their part, even the dead. It could be their religion and the priests that raise the undead after the conclusion of the funeral ceremony so the family doesn't have to watch, if they have ceremonies. Or it could be wizards in service to the state. Either way, the end result is a loyal workforce who will unquestioningly do the most backbreaking and dangerous tasks to avoid both an odor and the unpleasant possibility of seeing a loved one in a state of decay. Skeletons would be the preferred type of undead, and to prevent them from getting in the way, they can hang from the rooftops or the edges of the cliffs atop the plateau. So what kinds of tasks might the undead do? Backbreaking labor, like digging into the rock to make more living space for the populace? Guard the most dangerous approaches from which predators, monsters, or raiders might attempt to attack. They would serve as the bulk of the military. All armies need cannon fodder. They would serve as the bodyguard for the monarch, oligarchs, or other ruling elite. If you pile on enough armor and cloaks, you can hide their true nature. They could perform as beasts of burden for moving goods or pulling plows. Or perhaps they merely turn over the soil with shovels and hoes, or just their hands. Just imagine the socioeconomic effects, essentially enslaving the bodies of the dead until they wear out or are destroyed through accident or battle, will elevate the lot of the poorest among them. Perhaps the wisest among them will live the healthiest life possible to lengthen their years to avoid starting their service early, while the foolish will die at a younger age, having a longer service. And those who object to eternal undeath might attempt to flee. But by using the undead to do all the most menial and dangerous jobs, what might that do to the populace? Would they become degenerate and fall into sloth, leading to a decline in their numbers? Will they use the time to focus on improving their society, and both skilled craft and art receive a greater stature? Will there be less crime? Will all have enough? Think about those things and how that would impact such a culture. One might argue, aren't they evil? Well, if they're not going around killing people to make their undead slaves, then they aren't necessarily evil. If their religion understands that the vital essence or spirit leaves the body, and what remains is just a framework from which the society will benefit, that's not necessarily evil, especially if it's something that all accept. If their religion only calls for this out of necessity for preservation of their culture, and only accepts new undead from the ranks of the group's recent dead, then again, most likely, they're not evil. However, there could be an evil twist. It could be that due to the predations of raiders or ravaging monsters or a battle they've recently lost, has left them short of troops. Quote-unquote lost travelers might be intercepted by patrols and volunteered into the skeleton corps. Only strangers would be targeted, of course. Merchants are still needed to bring supplies that they can't get any other way, and not being fools, they will ensure to learn that no one will miss these people, and they will interrogate them to learn what they know that might be useful all before, quote-unquote, inducting them into the undead. But there could be evil versions of such culture. They could be the standard trope of an evil cult. They will gladly take all lost travelers in and make them part of their undying servants. But how might word of this group get out to warn others who border them? Obviously, that would be a good hook for an adventure to draw in adventurers to, quote-unquote, save the day. And it might not be an evil cult. It might be that a powerful necromancer has risen to power because they're the only one strong enough to keep them safe from warring neighbors, raiders, or monsters, and the populace just goes along with it. So the true evil is the silence of those who benefit from it, while the necromancer delves into more ingenious ways to use the dead to serve their own means. Now, how obvious is it? Some might relegate the undead laborers to only work at night so the populace doesn't have to look on them. And in that case, the undead could be zombies, because then you don't run the risk of seeing a recently departed loved one. Visitors to the plateaus might not see the silent servants, whether they're hidden by natural or magical means. Are they invisible? How do you control such large numbers of undead? So rather than have the priests or the wizards guiding their undead creations about, they will develop amulets or other devices that will allow overseers to coordinate groups of undead. There might be ranked devices that will allow more control and coordination of groups to common tasks. This will expand the ability to maintain control of the undead and prevent rival clerics or wizards from easily wresting control of those undead and turning them against the populace. So those are just a few of my thoughts about how such a culture might work, and I'd like to hear your ideas. How might a culture use undead that does not necessarily make them an evil culture? Please call in and let me know. I thank you all very much for listening. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!